Finally today, the story of two Japanese-American families who have grown closer over time. From San Jose, California, here's KQED's Alyssa Jong Perry.
Maya Shiroma is visiting Tom Kitazawa at his house in San Jose. It's the first time they've met. Tom is 87 years old and the last surviving son of the founder of Kitazawa Seed Company. In Tom's living room, Maya brings out the latest catalog from Kitazawa.
So, on the catalog, I wanted to ask you who is on the cover there?
It's an old photo with two men standing in a doorway of the seed store.
My dad would not be dressed up. He's a working kind of guy.
Yeah, but I do notice that this picture, he has a suit underneath the overalls. Yeah.
It's Tom's dad, Giju. He opened the business in 1917 after arriving from Japan. But before San Jose became the tech hub that it is now, it was a small farming community, perfect for a seed merchant. Tom remembers hanging out in the warehouse as a kid.
I used to play way back there because they used to have these 100-pound sacks of seeds.
Seeds for Asian vegetables, which were hard to find back then, like long, skinny Japanese eggplants, shiso leaves, which taste like a minty basil. Before the war, two-thirds of Japanese Americans living on the West Coast worked in agriculture or related businesses until they were incarcerated in camps after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Tom's family was sent to a camp in Wyoming. He was just a kid. They had to close the business. But after the war, the Kitazawas went back to San Jose.
Did your family, were they able to come back to their home, or did you lose your home?
Well, after the war, we had to spend about a year in a temporary quarters. Because
Tom says his dad was determined to reopen the seed company.
He immediately started doing those kinds of things that he felt needed to be done so far as reviving his seed business. Mm-hmm. You know, you're making contacts with the seed companies, his suppliers.
And that's where Maya comes in. She's 61 now, born after the war. Both sets of her grandparents had farms near Fresno. And like Tom's family, they were sent to camps.
Both families were fortunate to go back to it. Their neighbors took care of it. And so Kitazawa is how I learned how to garden.
She didn't know that the seed she planted would one day connect her family with Tom's. After Tom's father died in 1963, ownership of Kitazawa passed through the family and eventually on to Tom's sister. Then one day, Maya's father told her he hadn't received his regular delivery of seeds.
So he asked me if I would drive down to San Jose and go get his seeds and see what is happening.
That's how she found out Tom's sister was struggling to run the company on her own. Tom had a career as a computer programmer and wasn't interested in selling seeds.
When I asked her about what would happen to the business, and she says, well, we're just going to close the doors. And so then I told her, well, that's a huge shame because Kitazawa Seed Company is a huge part of Japanese-American history.
Maya bought the company in 2000 and moved it to Oakland. She created a website and expanded, offering new seeds from Vietnam, Thailand, and China. But she still measures and fills the seed packets the same way Tom did as a child, with metal scoops.
You know, like a dishpan or something like that. And pour some seeds in there, and we'd be assigned a certain size spoon or something like that.
Tom, it hasn't changed much today.
The company's survival story is unusual. Other Japanese Americans were able to restart businesses after the camps, but they were in the minority.
There are so many Japanese families that had to go through a very similar kind of thing. You know, regardless of the hardships, we were very lucky.
As Maya gets ready to leave, Tom asks her to send some extra seed catalogs. He wants to save them for his young grandchildren so they'll know their family's history. For The World, Alyssa Jong Perry, San Jose.